Hey guys, welcome to today's discussion. Today we're going to be talking about what Lovelace says about wanderers. So, and go through a couple of things as well as discussing what the double body is and the timing on that, which I feel like we've talked about here and there throughout the discussions, but have we ever put focus on just these topics in a lab one? I don't think we have. So hopefully today I'll get bring you a little bit more clarity on these certain topics. And by the way, happy spring equinox and happy birthday to me. It is a good day. And in the way of, the astrological alignments and that, this is when we start seeing more light for longer periods of time on the planet. So take from that which you will, but let's get started in the Law of One and talking about wanderers. So this is session 12, question 26. You spoke of wanderers. Who are wanderers? Where do they come from? Ra says, imagine, if you will, the sands of your shores, as countless as the grains of sand are the sources of intelligent infinity. That is how big creation is. When a social memory complex has achieved its complete understanding of its desire, it may conclude that its desire is service to others, with the distortion towards reaching their hand, figuratively, to any entities who call for aid. These entities, whom you call the brothers and sisters of sorrow, move towards this calling of sorrow. These entities are from all reaches of the infinite creation and are bound together by the desire to serve in this distortion. So these are the people who answer this call. So Ra calls them the brothers and sisters of sorrow, also known as wanderers. Wanderers are the individuals or the entities that answer this call. They hear this call and they can't help but to answer this call in any way, shape, or form if they can. They just want to serve. And then the next question is, how many of them are incarnate here on Earth now? How many are here right now? And keep in mind, this was channeled in the in 1981, 1982. So the numbers might be a little bit different, but we can at least get, an idea of the timing and how it increases. The number is approximate due to a heavy influx of those birthed at this time, due to an intensive need to lighten the planetary vibration and thus aid in harvest. The number approaches 65 million. Again, this was 1981. But it does describe a intensive need to lighten the planetary vibration even during that time. I can only imagine what's going on now with needing to lighten the planetary vibration. So, next question is from the same session, session 12. Are most of these from fourth density? What densities do they come from? Okay, a few, there are a fourth density. So, and this is the density of love and understanding. As we move into a more compassionate, loving, serving way, once we reach that level of consciousness, the largest number of wanderers, I do call them, are of sixth density. The desire to serve must be distorted towards a great deal of purity of mind and what you call foolhardiness or bravery, depending on your distortion complex judgment. Okay, yeah, it's the way you judge the situation. So a person that runs into a burning building deserves to change, oh my goodness, to save somebody. Well, yeah, you can call them a fool because they put their own life on the line, but I would call that bravery. We need these people. We need these people that just want to do the right thing, even in the spur of the moment, just realize that somebody needs help. Therefore, they're willing to risk these things to get the job done, to serve, to save. And again, that's all how you judge that. Somebody else may call that full foolish, but it's all about the individual. The challenge slash danger of the wanderer is that it will forget its mission. become karmically involved, and thus be swept into the maelstrom from which it had incarnated to aid the destruction. So everything's about a choice, right? We all have that choice to be destructive, or we all have that choice to be creative. It's a matter of what we do with the lessons and the wisdom and the understanding that we have learned by being here at this time. So, and I do like how Don went on and asked, what could the one of these entities do to become karmically involved? What does that mean? Can you give us an example of this? Okay. And they answer an entity which acts in a consciously unloving manner, and action with other beings can become karmically involved. So do all things from love. We will always want to do all things from love, and that is how we repay the karma that we have already put forth, and as well as putting forth good actions, good karma, and then therefore those things start appearing in our life for us, the good things. So it's all about what we put out. It's like it's an infinity loop. Okay, imagine an infinity loop. If we're going into fourth density, that is working from the heart chakra. So visualize, an infinity loop going from your own heart out into the world. It starts with us. It starts internally. What we put out is what returns to us. And if we don't want to become karmically involved, which I'm sure a lot of us have by now, but maybe we can be conscious of that and be conscious of what we are putting out and being conscious of not being further tied in and instead paying that back. Maybe we can get off that wheel. Forgiveness, being more forgiving, okay, being more understanding, being more doing all things from love type thing, as I said. And this is really interesting, and I know some of us here this will apply to, as well as myself. Because it asks the question of, do any of these wanderers have physical ailments in this earth situation? And I love the way they explain it. Due to the extreme variance between the vibratory distortions of third density and those of the more dense densities, if you will, wanderers have a general rule of some form of handicap, difficulty, or feeling of alienation, which is severe. The most common of these difficulties are alienation, right? Their reaction against the planetary vibration by personality disorders, as you would call them, and bodily complex ailments indicating difficulty in adjustment to the planetary vibrations, such as allergies, as you would call them. So I guess you can be legit allergic to the planet. And what I was thinking about when I was reading this before is a lot of folks. We're seeing a dramatic increase in like autoimmune stuff, fibromyalgia. Lots of more allergies have become more apparent, and things that you wouldn't think you would be allergic to, you're becoming allergic to them, or just humanity in general is becoming allergic to them. And so I love that they explain this. So I hope that gives some folks an answer as to why these things are happening, and the alienation, I mean, that is 100%. So, just feeling like this isn't your planet, or something's off about the planet. Well, it's not, you weren't originally from here. So, yes, we're going to be feeling some type of difference between ourselves and, the rest of humanity. And, before the last couple of years or the last decade or so in my own personal journey, there's this feeling different situation until I found some of the other ones that were feeling different also, then things started changing. But I thought everybody experienced this and that in their dreams and this and that, and when I would explain to others, they'd look at me like I had six eyes. So, and then finding the others finally that were experiencing these things too helps you not feel like you're alienated. So, a recommendation of mine is always seek those people out. You know, go to metaphysical events or, you know, go towards groups in social media. Of course, I know sometimes those are infiltrated, but just something that helps you feel like you're not so alienated. And being entering a comfortable environment, finding a comfortable environment with other like-minded individuals to where you can talk about these things and your experiences. And that helps kind of process, you know, everything that's going on. And also it starts with us. So when we start talking about our own experiences and our own things that are going on, you know, then we start seeing others do it too, because then they feel more comfortable and then they realize I'm not alone. I'm not crazy. Wow, what do you know? And this gives a lot of information on how to heal on Wanderers, for Wanderers on how to heal these physical ailments. I know that when I was pregnant with my youngest, I had this overwhelming urge to get my Reiki master. And it was more or less about how to heal myself more than it was anything, which is rather interesting, because I did have a lot of ailments that just kind of went away. So I guess it was effective, but let's go through some of this. So. Self-healing distortion is affected through realization of the intelligent infinity resting within. So realizing who you are and realizing that you are part of creation, you are creation within. It's all happening within you, and that you do have this ability to, with your connection with Creator, you have this ability to heal yourself just by realizing that you are part of this and that you are worthy of that. This is blocked in some way in those who are not perfectly balanced in bodily complexes, right? Now, the blockage varies from entity to entity. It requires the conscious awareness of the spiritual nature of reality and the corresponding pourings of this reality into the individual mind-body-spirit complex for healing to take place. Wow. It's a loud statement. You got to realize that you are a spirit. You have to realize that you are this intelligent infinity. It's within you. You have that connection yourself. We will use this instrument as an example. Okay, so they're using Carla. Okay, portions of this ailment that can be perfectly balanced are due to primary a blockage in the indigo ray. Okay. The center receives intelligent energy from all sources lawful within the one creation, lawful in this third density distortion. If there is no blockage, then these energies pour or stream down into the mind-body-spirit complex, perfecting moment by moment the individual's body complex. So if this is not blocked, then we are able to just channel this intelligent energy through this source and heal ourselves from moment to moment. This instrument also experiences some distortion of green ray, which you may call the heart center, and it's overly open. So that's duly noted. We can have an overly open heart center due to an intensive desire on this part of her mind body spirit complex towards service to others, or you may call it universal love. This energy therefore spends itself without regard to its reserves of mind body spirit complex in regard to what you call strength or energy. Okay, so by being overly open in the heart center, you can spend your energy, you spend too much energy. This distortion is primarily due to the blockage of the indigo ray. So, okay. As we have said before, the misapprehension distortion of the instrument responsible for this blockage, is a belief towards unworthiness. Okay. Unworthiness distortion blocks the free flow of intelligent energy. The moment we enter this creation, for when two cells come together as one in unity, we are worthy. We are creation. The seventh or violet ray is unimpaired. This being not only an energy receptor, but a sum total of the vibratory level of the individual. The other energy centers are also quite clear. And this is talking about Carla still. The solution to healing in this case is action that puts into practice the peaceful understanding and humility distortion. And that's being humble, by the way, and humility distortion. That the entity is one with the creator. Being humble, but realizing we are one with the creator. We all are. And we are all one with each other. And therefore, perfected and not separate. In each case of what you call ill health, one or more of these energy centers is blocked. The intelligence of the mind-body spirit complex needs then to be alerted either by the self as a healer or by the catalyst of another healer, as we have said before. And they're talking about, how the healer really doesn't heal. All the healer does is open that opportunity for the person to heal themselves. And it really is up to them, and it's up to them to keep the maintenance on it too. Okay, and this is where we get into. First, are there any questions about that? I'm going to take a drink. Okay. So this is here we get into the talking a little bit about the Orion group. And how they seem to like to infiltrate or manipulate things. We're not immune to it by any means. And you'll see later on, they do here in session 1660, they do say we are, the Wanderers are high priority targets of the Orion group. Really, probably just because they are aware. So let's go into it a little bit. How many wanderers coming to this planet now and in the recent past? Are they subject to Orion thoughts? As we have said before, wanderers become completely the creature of third density in the mind-body-spirit complex. We do have to kind of the wanderers have to take themselves down a notch and participate in this third density experience, even though they might have some kind of need I say mission, and sometimes the mission is just to radiate that good energy, but it's a mission nonetheless. That does not mean that we can skirt around being third density. There is just as much chance of such influence to a wanderer entity as to a mind-body-spirit complex of this planetary sphere. The only difference occurs in the spirit complex, which, if it wishes, has an armor of light, if you will, which enables it to recognize more clearly that which is not. Armor of light enables it to recognize more clearly that which is not, as it would appropriately be desired by the mind-body-spirit complex. This is not more than a bias and cannot be called understanding. Okay. This is not more than a bias and cannot be called understanding. Okay. You're saying it's not necessarily a bias and it's not really an understanding. It just, okay. That one's a little confusing for me, to be honest. But anyway, the point I think being was that these. Some of these thoughts from the Orion may, I mean, we're not immune to it. Wanderers are not immune to it. And if we have an awareness of our spirit complex, if it wishes, if our spirit wishes, it has an armor of light. And we talked before about how powerful our thoughts actually are, and that we need to recognize this. The power of our own consciousness can place that armor of light around our spirit complex. Okay. Furthermore, the Wanderer is, in its own mind-body-spirit complex, less distorted towards deviousness of third density positive or negative confusions. Thus, it often does not recognize as easily as a more negative individual the negative nature of thoughts or beings. Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah. Are you focused more on the positive or are you focused more on the negative? And that which you're focused on more is what we're going to end up finding in our reality, I believe. So, I think I did say earlier before we started recording, you know, as far as protection from these things, we're not immune, but I feel like the more high we keep our vibration and love and peace and understanding and compassion, you know, I feel like these things, you know, if our vibration is a certain level, then they can affect us. I'm not saying we're like, as I keep saying, we're not immune, but let's focus on having the armor of light. And we do that by having a higher vibration and seeing all things from love and doing all things from love. And therefore, but this is where they say that wanderers here, they ask, are wanderers here high priority targets of this Orion group? And Ra says, yes, this is correct. And they go on to say, if a wanderer were to be successfully infringed upon by the Orion group, what would happen to this wanderer at harvest? And they answer, if the wanderer entity demonstrated through action a negative orientation towards other selves, it would be as if we have said before, caught into the planetary vibration, and when harvested, possibly repeat again the master cycle of third density as a planetary entity. So let's do it right, guys. Like, let's not get caught up again. Let's break that cycle. You know, I was speaking to a native individual not too long ago, and they were mentioning, you know, how some of that culture is somewhat biased towards the ones now that are possibly native and English, you know, mixed or what have you, and they were concerned because some folks of that culture are giving like a bias because they're not fully immersed in the culture or whatever. And I was like, you know, I've got so much native background, and but I was raised civilly, unfortunately, you know. But it's like the answer is never to do what they have done. The answer is never to do what they have done because then that's called revenge, and that is not the, you know, what we're after here. Our what we're after here is to create what the creator wanted in the first place. And so we break that cycle, you know, and sometimes no answer is the loudest answer. Or sometimes no focus towards that situation is the answer, but rather protection and living the best high vibrational life that you can live. So we break that cycle. Again, the answer is, you know, the answer to persecution is never persecution, you know, so let's break that cycle. Okay, let's move on though. This is session 32. I'm assuming from what we previously looked at, we have unearthed today and have had in the past fourth, fifth, and sixth density wanderers. Or as they come into incarnation in the physical of this density for a period as a wanderer, what types of polarizations with respect to these various rays do they find affecting them? Okay. And they say, okay, I believe I grasp your question. Please ask further if it's not sufficient. Okay. Here we go. Fourth density wanderers, which is a density directly above our own, of which there are not many, believe it or not, will tend to choose those entities which seem to be full of love or in need of love. There is a great possibility, probability of these entities making errors in judgment due to the compassion with which other selves are viewed. And I see that. I mean, I see it in my own life. I've done it, because I need to work on being more compassionate and understanding. And then next thing I know, people are walking all over myself, but I see it happening to others too. We can be compassionate, but that does not mean that we are a walking mat. And that does not mean we don't have a right to protect our own energy. So a fifth density wander is one who is not tremendously affected by the stimulus of the various rays of other self, and in its own way offers itself when a need is seen. Such entities are not likely to engage in the custom of your people called marriage. Oh, I don't know that I've actually read that before. That's interesting. And are very likely to feel an aversion to childbearing and child raising due to the awareness of the priority of these planetary vibrations relative to the harmonious vibrations of the density of light. Interesting. A sixth density, whose means of propagation you may liken to what you call fusion, is likely to refrain to a great extent from the bisexual reproductive programming of the bodily complex and instead seek out those with whom the sexual energy transfer is of a complete fusion nature. And so far as this is possible in manifestation of third density. Okay, in third density, sorry. And I was contemplating not going over that, but it is super interesting. So just bear with me on that because it's amazing to me. So they do actually describe this complete fusion nature of what it is that they're talking about. And I feel like this is more like, I guess I'll go on a limb and say more of the spiritual nature of connecting with somebody in that type of way. But I'll explain it. Can you expand a little bit on what you mean by complete fusion nature? And they answer, the entire creation is of the one creator. Thus, the division of sexual activity into simply of that bodily complex is an artificial division. Okay. My mind just went poof with that one. Artificial division. All things thusly be seen as sexual equally, the mind, the body, and the spirit. Okay. All of which are a part of the polarity of the entity. Thus, sexual fusion may be seen with or without what you may call sexual intercourse to be the complete melding of the mind, body, and the spirit in what feels to be a constant orgasm, shall we say, of joy and delight in each other's beingness. So I, companionship does, this type of companionship does not just have to be physically. In fact, it's probably more efficient when you are on a mind level with this person and a spiritual level with this person where you can connect in all of those ways, and not just focused on, what we normally focus on here at third density. So Karma Sutra, maybe. I feel like that is definitely more efficient. Okay. Not to spend too much time on that. So we're moving on to the next question. What then many wanderers of higher densities, of the higher densities, have considerable problems with respect to incarnation and third density because of this different orientation? The possibility, probability of such problems due to sixth density incarnating in third is rather large, right? Because that is a huge difference. So, and it's more, the densities are more involved with light. I feel more dense with light, not necessarily, speaking of flesh, the way that we understand the flesh here in the third density. But this is once you get to the higher densities, it's really more dense with light, more packed with light. And that's when you start getting into the light body stuff. Okay, yeah, but the difference between third and sixth is phenomenal, so I can only imagine. It is not necessarily a problem if you would call it thusly. It depends on the unique orientation of each mind body spirit complex having the situation or placement of vibratory relativities. So this going kind of jumping ahead to 36, then the sixth density entity who has reached that point in positive orientation phases. So this is sixth density reaching positive orientation in sixth density. Okay, may choose to then become what you call a wanderer and move back. I am wondering if this ever occurs in a negatively oriented sixth density entity. Okay. Do any move back as wanderers? They're asking if any negative oriented, are there negative wanderers, basically? And the answer, once a negatively polarized entity has reached a certain point in the wisdom density, it becomes extremely unlikely that it will choose to risk the forgetting. And what, because they're very selfish, just saying. For this polarization is not selfless, but selfish. And with this wisdom, it realizes the jeopardy of such wandering. Occasionally, a sixth density negative entity becomes a wanderer in an effort to continue to polarize towards the negative. And I do believe they say, like, once you get to a point in sixth density, then you have there's no going forward with the negative. Eventually, it all becomes positive the closer you get to the one infinite creator as far as being in that vibration. Yeah, and I like that Don kind of went on here, like, what's the motivation for that? Like, why would this individual do such a thing? What is the mechanism that this unusual sixth density entity would wish to gain to polarize more negatively through wandering? Ra says the wanderer has the potential of greatly accelerating the density once it becomes in its progress and evolution. This is due to the intensive life experiences and opportunities of third density. Yeah, we're in a crazy density, guys. So lots of opportunity here, that's for sure. We're pretty popular. Thusly, the positively oriented wanderer chooses to hazard the danger of the forgetting in order to be of service to others by radiating love of others. If the forgetting is penetrated, the amount of catalyst in third density will polarize the wanderer with much greater efficacy than, I'm sorry, efficiency. Than shall be expected in the higher and more harmonious densities. Okay. Similarly, the negative oriented wanderer dares to hazard the forgetting in order that it might accelerate its progress and evolution and its own density by serving itself and third density by offering to other selves the opportunity to hear the information having to do with negative polarization. And I mean, I can't make any assumptions and claim I know everything because I don't, but I do see like a direct delineation, happening, and it will continue to happen, I would imagine, in the next, decade or so. But as far as negatively oriented beings on this planet and then the positive, I do see that happening, and it has happened, and it just became more obvious, I think, in the last few years for us to recognize who's in it for themselves and who is in it to make, a better life for everyone and serving others. And so it does not mean that we don't learn things from negatively polarized individuals. I think we learn our best lessons from this, actually. So we should take that into consideration. We should not discount anybody's path. There is no wrong. There is no right. It's what we choose for ourselves. It's a very intense time. And this is where they respect free will. Because Don asked, are there any examples of sixth density negative polarized wanderers in our historical path? past. And Ra does not answer. It could be harmful. We will hold it. Please attempt to view the entities about you as part of the creator. I mean, they are just as much as we are. I'm gonna take a drink. Okay. Where are we at with time? I know we won't be able to get through all of what I wanted to talk about with Wanderers, so we may end up doing a part two. We do have a little bit of time left to go through a couple more sessions here. And I did want to just talk a little bit about the double patty thing. That's quite interesting. Okay. This question is pretty phenomenal as well. This session 36, that 24. Can you tell me what percentage of wanderers on Earth today have been successful in penetrating the memory block and becoming aware of who they are? And then finally, is there anything we can do okay, as far as making Carla more comfortable? And Ra answers, we can approximate the percentage of those penetrating intelligently their status, meaning realizing that perhaps we are wanderers and realizing that perhaps, we this third density planet is something that we have already have gone through before, and we have perhaps chose to answer the call of those on this planet calling from before and incarnating during this time. And the way that time works, I don't know, maybe it's all happening simultaneously. Maybe the call hasn't happened yet. Maybe the call has happened. I don't know. This is between 8.5% and 9.75%. So 8.5% and 9.75% of wanderers. And so 65 million wanderers in 1981. So between 8 and 9% of those have penetrated their ability to recognize, who they are. And I did want to go into a little bit about this as far as accepting yourself as a title of a wanderer. And I think some people are afraid to do so is because of they don't want to bring their ego into it. And I'll go back to what Ross said earlier about humility. And that's being humble, just because maybe we are, maybe we aren't, but that does not mean that we bring our ego into it and kind of bank off at like that. That's ego, and that probably sends us in a negative direction. But we can be aware of who we are and still serve and still other serve others and be loving and be compassionate and be kind and be understanding and still recognize that about ourselves. So. And that's part of being feeling worthy. I mean, all 8 billion people on this planet do come from the creator as well. Okay. There is a larger percentile group of those who have a fairly well-defined symptomology indicating to them that they are not of this insanity. That's a great way to put it. This amounts to a bit over 50% of the remainder. Okay. Nearly one third of that remainder are aware that something about them is different. So you see, there are many gradations of awakening to the knowledge of being a wanderer, and I can confirm that. I mean, I know probably being born, I felt different. But slowly but surely throughout points in my life, I mean, there were certain experiences where just that understanding got larger and larger, and it was like a point where dots would connect all of a sudden and it all came together. And then a period of processing that information or knowledge or understanding, and then it would move on to the next. So it's happening in stages, and I'm probably like a billion years away from actually understanding. We are probably like a billion years away from actually understanding who it is that we truly are. But at least we could have some concept of they what's happening is something larger than ourselves, much larger. We will add that it is to the middle and the first of these groups that this information will actually make sense. So the middle and first of these groups. So that is those penetrating intelligently their status, and those who have a fairly well-defined symptomology indicating that they are not of this insanity. Okay. They do have Don asked, hey, can you tell me if a large percentage of these wanderers are here now of those of the Ra collective? And I feel like Ra is very cryptic sometimes because they answer, I can. Yeah, sure, I can. So then, are they a significant portion of sixth density wanderers? Are those of social of our social memory complex? Sixth density wanderers. A significant portion is of the Ra social memory complex. Another large portion consists of those who aided in South America. Another portion, those aiding in Atlantis. So the Ra social memory complex has been here during these times. All sixth density and all brother and sister groups, due to the unified feeling that as we had been aided by shapes such as the pyramid, so we could aid your peoples. Let me read that again. I'm not sure I read that correctly. All sixth density and all brother and sister groups, due to the unified feeling that as we have been aided by shapes such as the pyramid, so we could aid your peoples. Okay, I'll let you guys rest on that. Okay, this is a very appropriate question. Possibly a connection between what you just said. What did they just say? Acceptance of self, forgiveness of self, direction of the will is a path toward disciplined personality. Okay. And the use of the will as a person becomes stronger, for it may be even used subconsciously in reducing the polarity of the entity. What you just said, and why so many wanderers have selected harvest time on this planet to incarnate, am I correct? Ra answers, this is a correct in that the chance to remember that which has been lost in the forgetting, there is a nimiety of opportunity for positive polarization. We believe this is the specific thrust. Okay. They kind of clarify this question a little bit. Why a time of harvest is selected by so many wanderers as time for incarnation. Okay. I think they go into that one next on the page that I was on. Yes. Okay, this is session 52.9. Now, there are several reasons for incarnation during this time, during harvest. They may be divided in terms of self and other self. The overriding reason for this offering of these brothers and sisters of sorrow, and again, that's another word for what they're calling wanderers, and arc in incarnative states, is a possibility of aiding other selves by the lightening of the planetary consciousness distortion and the probability of offering catalyst to other selves, which will increase the harvest. Offering catalyst to other selves. There are other two reasons for choosing this service, which have to do with the self. The wanderer, if it remembers and dedicates itself to service, will polarize much more rapidly than is possible in the far more elated terms of higher density catalyst. Okay. So just remembering that possibly maybe you are a wanderer and that you chose this time specifically for the purpose of increasing the harvest and reaching others and realizing that, hey, we can be good people and get along, be nice to each other and stuff. then and dedicate your life according to so, then you have a possibility of polarizing towards that path much more rapidly. Higher density catalyst densities, catalyst in the upper densities. The final reason is within the mind, body, spirit totality, or the social memory complex totality. So just a reminder of, the ladder of who we are, you have your mind, body, spirit complex, which is you, and then you have, the magical personality in a sense, and then you have this totality. The totality may judge that an entity or memories of a societal entity can make use of their density catalyst to recapitulate a learning slash teaching, which is adjudged to be less than perfectly balanced. This especially applies to those entering into and proceeding through sixth density, wherein the balance between compassion and wisdom is perfected. Okay. Final reason is that the totality may judge and team members can make use of their gifts to recapitulate learning, which is just okay. Could relearn lessons that maybe we thought we had learned before and kind of balance those out. So, all right. Let's go over a couple of more and then we'll call it a day for now. And then maybe we'll come back to do the rest later on. I feel like there was one specifically. Okay, that's okay. This is session 53. Can you tell me of various techniques that used by the service to others or positively oriented confederation contacts with the people of this planet, the various forms and techniques of them making contact? And they answer in 53.7. The most efficient mode of this contact is that which you experience in this space-time. The infringement upon free will is greatly undesired. Therefore, those entities which are wanderers upon your plane of illusion will be the only subjects for thought projections, which make up the so-called close encounters and meetings between positively oriented social memory complexes and wanderers. Okay. So maybe we are more applicable to perceive these thought projections is what they're calling them. And this, is that telepathy? I'm going to assume so. I could be wrong, but it does. And then you talk about in Egypt, during certain times in Egypt, they were able to contact through telepathy and through dreams and visions. And this is in a sense, where the original teachings of the Tarot come from, as well as influences from, Mesopotamia and Sumeria, those types of things. So, let's check the timing on here. Okay. Just reading the comments and laughing. Well, I think I'm going to end it on that note. But I think next week we will come back with the part two. As you can see, there is so much more that I would like to get through. No, in fact, we're not going to end it right now. I would like to go over this some double body stuff. And then we'll end it. Sorry for the teaser. Okay. All right. Did I click out of it? I did click out of it. Okay, that's okay. We'll go back into it. Okay. Now, again, I do want to reiterate, as I did, before as well, but this was in the channeled in the 19 early 1980s, and that it's just interesting what they say about this. We go into that really quick. All right. Okay. Now, total, the correct number in 1981 was in excess of 60 million, 65 million, I think is what they say, the number of wanderers. Does that number include the harvestable third density who are coming from this planet for the fourth density experience? And no, that does not include those actually coming in for a fourth density experience. Approximately how many are here now that have come from other planets, third density harvestable for fourth density experience? This is a recent phenomenon, and the number is not yet in excess of 35,000. In 1981, it was not quite at 35,000, but these individuals were coming in for a fourth density experience. Now, these entities incarnate into a third density body. I am trying to understand how this takes place from third to fourth density. I will take the example of one of these entities which you are speaking of, who is now in his third density body. He will grow older, and will it be necessary that he die from the third density body and then reincarnate into a fourth density body? Okay, and the answer, these entities are now incarnating with what you may call a double body in activation. It will be noted that these entities birthing these fourth density entities experience a great feeling of, shall we say, the connection and use of spiritual energies during pregnancy. This is due to the necessity for manifesting the double body. And I, for some reason, I went to, in my Christian background, I went to Mother Mary, and possibly she, maybe she was doing some type of energy connection, I guess. So, or it was more of a felt a call to do so. The transitional body is one which will be able to appreciate the fourth density vibratory complexes as the in-streaming increases. And this in-streaming started in 1936. I mean, it's not really new. I mean, new in according to how large the cycle is, I guess. But we are still in this transitional period between third and fourth, without the accompanying disruption in the third density body. So they're able to handle more of these fourth density in streamings that are currently coming in and have been for about 90 years or so, give or take, 88 years to be exact. But they're still, because we are still in this, our field is still catching up, we are still in a third density body. If a third density entity were electrically aware of fourth density in full, the third density electrical fields would fail due to incompatibility. And what is our electrical fields in the body? That is our nervous system. So for some reason, I think of like a lightning strike. Just throw that out there. To answer your query about that, these entities will die according to third density necessities. Okay. Yeah. So we're all going to die at some point, whether it's tomorrow, whether we're 110 or 80 or 60 or whatever, but we will die according to the third density bodies that we were born in, as we are still going through this transition. Okay. The third and fourth combination. So this person that is holding this double body is what they call it, or transitional body is what they call it, will die according necessities of third density. Yep. We may respond to the heart of your questioning by noting that the purpose of such a combined activation of mind, body, spirit complexes is that such entities, to some extent, consciously are aware of those fourth density understandings, which third density is unable to remember due to the forgetting. Thus, fourth density experience maybe begun with the added attraction to an entity towards service to others, of dwelling in a troubled third density environment and offering its love and compassion. So troubled environment maybe gives enough catalyst to orient towards being of service to others. And again, we all have a choice in that. You know, I've seen stories of folks that just repeat the cycle of that troubled environment, and then folks that come out of it like illuminated, you know, and glowing in the world because they've been through this and they've overcome it and they have chosen to break that cycle and chose not to repeat it and to teach others how not to repeat that and to be the better person. So, absolutely. So, one last thing to go over, which is the next one here. Okay. I'd like to go on all day now, actually, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna keep it to these last ones, and then we'll end it for the day, I swear, I promise. Okay. With the purpose of transitioning to Earth prior to complete changeover, then be for the experience to be gained here during the harvesting process. And this is session 63. This is correct. These entities are not wanderers. In essence, this planetary sphere is their fourth density home planet. However, the experience of this service is earned only by those harvested third density entities which have demonstrated a great deal of orientation towards service to others. It is a privilege to be allowed this early in an incarnation, as there is much experimental catalyst in service to other selves at this harvesting. I'd say that's no joke. Enough opportunity that we are getting now. I'm only going to go over this because I want to explain it a little bit. You know, that talking about the children who are able to bend metal, that's a fourth density phenomenon. That's the type of children that they're speaking of. You know, they're coming here for their actual fourth density experience. So, and somewhere else in here, I mean, I really have to find it. I'm not going to do it today. Maybe I'll find it for next time. But they do talk about how it's these phenomenons that are coming up, whether it's bending metal. To me, that's not important to serving others and teaching others how to heal their traumas or to break cycles and to realize who they really are, but and their connection with Creator. But it's not happening as a catalyst for others to do the same. It's happening because the energies on this planet are allowing it. So that is a kind of a stamp of the current energies that they are. It is allowing these things to happen. Now, this is going into not just that, but precognitive stuff and any other psychic phenomenon or seeing into lost souls and that type of thing. So, then you can choose to be of service in that way if you want. If that is your service to others, then that is great. That's even better, you know, serving others in that way, that these things that just come natural because you have done your inner work and you have healed things and you see yourself for who they truly are and you see others for who they truly are and what the best for them. That is the best way to be of service, in my own opinion. So, but I promise we're going to actually end it now. So, I love you all, and we'll finish this next week. If there's any questions, please let me know. That was a really interesting one. Thanks for being so patient with me. And I will see you next week.